Good morning. Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Emily Knuth, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to reflect on a passage in the book of John, okay? So we're going to look at John chapter 8. In particular, we're going to look at the passage of a woman caught in adultery. All right, so we're just going to get started. Here we go. It says, "Then each went to his own house, while Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But early in the morning, he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?' They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, 'Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.' Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, 'Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?' She replied, 'No one, sir.' Then Jesus said, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore.'" Okay, so as I was sitting with this passage this morning, there was just a lot of things that were sticking out to me and that were striking me. I think the very first thing, right, is a little call on from the Lord. It says, "But early in the morning, he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he was teaching." Okay, you guys, what are we doing with our mornings? Do we spend our morning in our, like, quote-unquote temple area? Do we spend our morning in prayer with him and spending time with him and letting him teach us? Okay, so that's not really the big point I want to hit, but just a little call on from the Lord here. Okay, so he wants us to spend time with him. So then the story goes on, and pretty much what's happening is the Pharisees are sometimes the worst, okay? So they're trying to put Jesus to the test. We don't be a Pharisee in our life, okay? We're not trying to put Jesus to the test. So they're trying to test him, and they're trying to call him out, and they're certainly calling this woman out. And they bring this woman to him, and when Jesus is being tested, how does he respond? He responds, like, so calmly. He keeps his cool. And I don't know about you, but when someone puts me to the test, calm and cool is not my first reaction, okay? So Jesus is calm and cool when put to the test. And it says that he bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm like, what is he writing, right? Like, is he writing some profound statement? Is he writing, like, in my head, I think Jesus is funny, so I picture him being like, all right, watch this. But he's, like, writing on the ground. He's bringing these people's attention. Maybe it was just to take the people's attention away from this woman, right? But then he says to them, let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone. They were going to stone her. Stoning is a horrible way to die. I've never experienced it, but it's, like, a really painful, like, long way to die. And they were going to do this to this woman. And so Jesus calls them out. And then individually, one by one, they start walking away. And then all that's left is this woman and Jesus. So sometimes when I'm reading scripture and I want to reflect on the passage and ask the Lord what's happening and understand it more, it can be good to put ourself in the passage, like as one of the characters. So this morning, I want us to think about ourselves as this woman, okay? So this woman is caught in sin. And we're all caught in sin sometimes, right? And we don't want to be there. And we don't want to be caught, but this woman is caught. And she's really vulnerable before the Lord. And what happens is that it just ends up being her and Jesus staring face to face at each other. And what the Pharisees did when they stared face to face with her, they looked at her with condemnation and judgment. But when the Lord stood and looked face to face with this woman, he looked at her and spoke a message of forgiveness and mercy and gentleness and kindness. He wasn't there to condemn her. He was there to bring her back and to draw her closer to him. And I think so much that it just reminded me a lot of the sacrament of confession, that when we go to confession and we go before the Lord and we're vulnerable with the sins and the things on our hearts, he doesn't look at us and he's not angry. He looks at us with this kindness and this mercy and forgiveness. And in the last verse here, it says, neither do I condemn you. Go from now on and sin no more. And that's what the priest says to us when we leave confession too. Go and sin no more. That Jesus doesn't want to condemn us for what happens in our life, but he wants to bring us back closer to him each and every day. So Lord, I pray today that you look upon us with your eyes of mercy and forgiveness and compassion. I pray that we don't look at others through a lens of condemnation and judgment, Lord. And I pray that in each and everything we do, that you lead us closer and closer to you. This has been a scripture reflection this morning on John chapter 8. Once again, my name is Emily Knuth, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we have offered here, visit us at damascus.net. Thank you so much and have an awesome day.